So let's review. The Mishnah had taught that a kli can only be immersed inside another kli for truma, but not for kodesh. But kodesh, my time aloi, why can't we do this for kodesh? The Gemara gives two answers. The first answer is given by Rabbi Ila. Amar Rabbi Ila, memnei shechvedo shel kli chaitzitz. Because the weight of the inner kli will weigh so heavily on the outer kli that it'll form a chatzitza, an interposition between the waters of the mikveh and the kelim. Rashi points out that this isn't a genuine chatzitza, but has a stringency for kodesh, even that which has the mere appearance of a chatzitza is forbidden. The Gemara asks that chatzitza cannot be the reason why this is forbidden, because a later case in the Mishnah is forbidden because of chatzitza, and we don't need two cases to teach us the same principle, the Ketani Seifa. V'loi k'midas ha-kodesh midas ha-truma, she-be-kodesh matir u-mangiv u-matvel v'achakach kosher, u-be-truma kosher v'achakach matvel. The rule for immersing clothing of those who eat truma isn't like the rule for those who eat kodesh. For in the case of kodesh, he has to first untie any knots in the tummy clothing, dry if it's wet, and only then immerse it in the mikveh, and only afterwards retie the knot. Whereas with regards to those who eat truma, it can be loosely tied and then immersed in the mikveh. The reason why the knot has to be untied is so that it doesn't form a chatzitza. But why do we need two cases teaching us that a chatzitza is problematic? The Gemara answers that the Mishnah needed to teach both cases. If the Mishnah would have only taught the first case, prohibiting immersing one kli inside of another kli for kodesh, I would have mistakenly thought that in the case of clothing tied in knots, since leka kevedesh al kli, there's no weight of a kli pressing down, there'd be no problem of a chatzitza even by kodesh. And if the Mishnah would have only taught the second case, prohibiting immersing clothing tied in knots for kodesh, I would have mistakenly thought that in the case of immersing one kli inside of another kli, since maya akfuye makfule lamana, the water causes the kli to float, there'd be no problem of chatzitza even by kodesh. The Gemara notes that Reb Ila's opinion, the chatzitza is what prevents us from both immersing a kli inside another kli, as well as immersing clothing tied in knots, is consistent with his opinion expressed elsewhere. Dom Reb Ila, Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Esther Maila Shanukan, Chamesh Rishainis, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Lechulin, Shanasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, Achrainis Lekodesh, Abaloi Lechulin, Shanasu Al Taharas HaKodesh. Reb Ila said in the name of Reb Chanina Bar Papa, the Mishnah lists 10 stringencies that apply to Kodesh but not to Truma. He elaborates, noting that the first 5 stringencies listed in the Mishnah apply not only to Kodesh, but even to Chulin, Shanasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, since they involve the risk of Tumah Midaraisa. However, the last 5 stringencies listed in the Mishnah apply only to Kodesh and not to Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, since they only involve the risk of Tumah Midrabanan. Now, the Mishnah actually lists 11 stringencies, not 10 as Reb Ila had said. However, this isn't a difficulty because since, as we learned, Reb Ila holds that the problem in 2 of the 11 cases is because of Chatzitza, it's as though there are only 10 cases in the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara began by asking why a kli cannot be immersed inside another kli for kodesh. Reb Ila gave one answer, that it's a problem of chatzitza. The Gemara now quotes a second answer. Rav Amar said, "Midaseifa had mishum chatzitza, reisha la mishum chatzitza." Rav said that since the latter case in the Mishnah prohibiting immersing clothing tied in knots is problematic because of chatzitza, the first case prohibiting immersing one kli inside of another kli cannot be problematic because of chatzitza. Rather, the reason why one kli cannot be immersed inside another kli for kodesh is because of gzeirus layatva mechatan mitzinarius bekli she'im bepiv kishvei feres hanoid, as a precautionary decree, so that one not immerse small needles and hooks inside of a kli with an opening smaller than the size of an average mouthpiece of a leather bottle. Kedetnan, erev mikvoyis kishvei feres hanoid, koyveho bekechalolo b'shtei etzboyis chayzrois lemkaimer. For as the Mishnah Maseches Mikvayos teaches, if a mikvah lacking the requisite 40 saw is connected to a valid mikvah through a hole at least the size of a shveiferes hanoid, in which a person could both rotate 2 fingers, then both mikvahs will be valid. According to Rava, the reason why the Mishnah prohibits immersing one kli inside of another kli is because it could lead to a person immersing small items, like needles and hooks, inside of a kli with an opening smaller than the shveiferes hanoid. Since the water from the mikveh isn't halachically considered mixed, because the water inside the kli, because the opening is smaller than the shveiferes hanoid, the items inside will remain tamei. The daf concludes by noting that Rava holds, kahadam Rav Nachman amar Rav Avua, achas esrei ma'ilashanukan, like that which Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rav Avua, our Mishnah lists 11 stringencies that apply to kodesh but not to truma. Unlike Reb Ila, he holds that the cases of immersing one kli inside of another kli is not the same case as immersing clothing tied in knots, because though the latter case is problematic because of chatzitza, the first case is problematic for a different reason, as Rava said.